The Wyoming State Board of Education was born 100 years ago during the 1917 legislative session. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson invited Pete Gosar to reflect on the history of the board and his final months as the board chair. Appointees only get to serve one term, and Gosar says that's part of what makes the State Board of Education an effective institution.
I think it's a really interesting way to do it, and I think it removes maybe some of the ideology and the partisanship and the electioneering that sometimes interferes. You have one six-year term, and you should focus on education and policy and not worry about the rest. And so I think that's a really important point that's not very well understood about members of the State Board.
I looked at the original legislation that established the board. One of the things that I saw that, you know, is there from the beginning and has lasted is there's a mandate that there have to be representatives from both Republican and Democratic parties. How has that been important?
Well, I think it's really important in maybe these days that seem a bit partisan and maybe hyper-partisan, to sit down with somebody that comes from a perspective that's different than yours and have to work towards a common solution. I think that's been the great strength of Wyoming politics, and maybe American politics, quite honestly, is to find workable solutions. And I think the State Board allows people to sit down with varied perspectives and say, you know, education policy, like many other policies, is not as cut and dry as many would assume. And so if you come at it from different angles, well, hopefully you'll come to a better and more sweeping solution that most people can live with. And I think that I hope that never changes about the State Board.
At its founding in 1917, was the goal to ensure equality in education across the state of Wyoming?
You know, I think it was. I think it was to set some sort of standards for education in Wyoming. There seemed to be unevenness. You know, we needed to have some sort of standard operation. I think when the State Board was created, they set about making sure that teachers were certified and that the conditions were sanitary was the word they used in those days. And so I think they said, well, you know, everybody has a right to have at least a minimum base of expectations for their education. And whether it's in a larger town like Cheyenne or if it's a smaller place like where I grew up in Pinedale, there should be a minimum level that we expect from the education.
How do you even create a standard, given that every place is so different in their access to resources and their culture?
Well, I think it's why the board is represented geographically and diversely with party, and then also with different entities in education. We have a school board member or two on our board. We have a teacher. We have an administrator. And you take their expertise and you say, how can we do this, right? We, in Pinedale, where I grew up, we had 200 kids in the high school. It's hard to imagine that you could have a German and a French class. Those barriers are starting to break down, however, with virtual learning and some of the online academies that allow a place like Pinedale to be able to offer an MIT course, for instance. And so those are the opportunities that exist. But truly, you do have to say, you know, with the economy of scale, it's going to be a little less expensive to educate somebody in Cheyenne than it is intensely. And you try to make that as fair as you can, and you keep working to get it perfect. I don't think you'll ever get it perfect, but if you keep working that way, you'll have an opportunity to ensure that an education foundation is available for everyone.
Do you have a sense of how its founding impacted education in the state?
Well, it seems, as I read some of the historical documents, that the State Board of Education came in a very tumultuous time in Wyoming policy and education in general. And in fact, it was commissioned because of a report that was released about education in Wyoming. And they said it seemed like they needed a stabilizing force. And I think that's always been kind of the theme of the State Board. And I think it repeats itself throughout history. Not too many years ago, during our tenure, we were that stabilizing force. I think that as the politics waxes and wanes around education, it's more or less necessary. But it's nice to have people committed to just education. I often hear people think, well, the State Board should be elected. And I can understand that view. But I think in the end, I prefer this system. You have one term. You're not interested in doing things to get you reelected. There's not a continual campaign that wears people out. And I think in many places doesn't do any service to its entity. And so I think that this board, and I would just welcome anybody to sit in on our meetings and try to pick out who belongs to what party. I think it would be extremely difficult for people. Many of our decisions are 8-2 or 12-0. I think it's remarkable to see that happening in a time when on at least on the national level. It doesn't happen very often. And I think the state board is more functional because of it. And so I think overall, the state board was created to add some stabilizing influence to Wyoming education. I think it also adds, because of its varied diversity of where people live and what they do for work, I think that it gives a lot of many different perspectives.
What about the inclusion of student voices?
Well, that's a really interesting question. Having a student representative on the board, that would be brand new for the state board, and the logistics of it all are interesting but can be worked out. I think that there's a lot of insight that could be gained from having a student on the board. I think going forward, we're going to talk about it at the state board and say, how do we get a student or students to be a part of this board and feel empowered to say, you know what, this is the impact it has to your customers. And I think anytime you stop listening to your customers or you don't ask them their opinion, I think you miss out.
And so perhaps that's what the next 100 years of the state board looks like. There'll be more student involvement.
I think so. There'll be many things changing. I think as you see the world shrinking, the state board is going to need to continue to innovate. We're going to continue to have to reach out beyond Wyoming and say, where are we headed? And let's get there first.